Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I not only welcome you, but I send each and every one of you, whether in body or in etheric form or any form for that matter, light and balance. And I send that out because so many people right now, all over the world, and not just people, but all different forms, because if you have tuned in to Awakening Matters, you know that I believe there's consciousness living in every form and not just humanity. And so I send out light and balance to all that is in the hopes that connectivity not only is created within you, but beyond you as well. And why do I say that? Because you as an individual are a universe. You as an individual are a divine higher truth. You as an individual are a walking, living, breathing library of your past lives, of your present life, of future opportunities. And if you think of for just a second, that all of that within you is housed within a sacred text that not only knows that you're going to grow, that you're going to change, that your body has cycles, that humanity has cycles, that has a consciousness and the ability to communicate with that consciousness. What I'm talking about truly here is you're not alone. You've never been alone. You're not alone now. And in the loneliest moment of your life, and hopefully you will not have that, but if you have, in that loneliest moment of your life, I believe, because I've experienced it, and many, many, many others have, and many haven't, so I'm here not to change anybody's mind or to tell them a different truth about them, but to share my own. And part of sharing my own is what is shared with me. And of course, permission has been granted. And so what I say about that is, in the loneliest or most difficult time of your life, you may feel completely alone and you are being held. You are being held by that scene, what is seen or unseen, what is felt or unfelt, what is communicated or not. Maybe you're completely alone and you have not one person in your life. In the whispers of your mind, the universe can hear you. In the whispers of your heart and your soul, the universe is responding. It is responding just like your breathing. It is responding just like the flow of infinite wisdom in your blood. And so I say this to you because right now, it's around the world, there are people all over experiencing horrific experiences, as well as healing, reaching out, creating bridges, etc. But the one thing that I always return to, and I think I mentioned this because I believe it's the cornerstone of humanity's evolution, humanity's evolution, because this concept is already known by Mother Nature, by the animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, by every single piece of metal, wood, rock, grass, tree, everything already knows, except humanity, that it is and always will be a part of a continuum of a language of creation that exists within, that humanity is the only species that has forgotten that it belongs to something that it is co-living with just by looking around. And I'm talking about the Sky Nation. I'm talking about Mother Earth, and I'm talking about everything in between. And so humanity is the only species which has forgotten balance, which has forgotten that there is enough, that there is enough for everyone, that there is enough for everything. For just a second, change the wording if it doesn't resonate, but for just a second, I had a dream myself the other night where I was talking to God. Seriously, I had a dream where I was talking to God. And I asked, if today there were tons and tons of people that gathered, what would your message be? Would there be a message? What message would that be to the thousands and thousands of souls? And what I heard in return, and it was very impactful, was you cannot destroy yourself or others and live a full life. There is enough created for every single soul, and that includes the truth, if you will, that a blade of grass doesn't sit there and say, I've been cast out, I don't matter, and I'm not included. I'm using this, of course, as an example. And so I'm basically saying on a much bigger level that the universe, God, whatever your truth is, the heart, love, whatever your belief system is, this extraordinary planet that we were gifted the opportunity to experience life on is not in any way, shape, or form, nor was it created to be in any way, shape, or form in a distortion, in lack, in too much in one place, not enough in the other. The blade of grass knows that its purpose and place is not only to be that blade of grass, but that it knows, as an example, and I'm going really small with this example because it just expands from there. The blade of grass knows itself. It knows its consciousness to belong to something so much bigger. Even if I say that blade of grass is looking at a tree that is so much bigger, but it knows that it belongs to something so much bigger that is a part of it, that lives within that blade of grass. It is aware of the consciousness, the energy, the vibration, the frequency, the sacred geometry, the timeline of when it goes dormant and when it returns to be a part of something that is inclusive of it. There is a knowing that comes forth at this time of severe change, severe difficulty. And that is to go back to the basics, that there is enough, and for humanity to understand that it is a part of something, that connecting itself to what is already here. I'm going to put it this way. The connection is not about being seen or heard. The connection is not about being rejected or accepted. The connection is not about feeling like you exist or you don't matter. Because I'll tell you this, in my knowing, I'm going to be 60 this year. I have been doing work my whole life. And so I share with you the work, and I share with you the words that make up the beauty of that work, and that is not for you to take on. Make it your own. Please make it your own. And what I will say to that is, it's not about how others see you. It's the ability for you to see who you are within. Within you is the true universe. It's the true voice. It's the real voice that matters. It's how you talk to yourself. If you want to know if you feel worthy, if you feel loved, if you feel good enough, listen to how you talk to yourself. Don't pay attention how you talk to others, because oftentimes you will hear your script change in the way you talk to others, because it's what you hope and pray for to be seen within you. And so I say to you that this time that we're in requires your ability to really go, wait a second, what am I carrying? What am I carrying within me? Do I know that I'm loved? Do I trust myself enough to let go of what is not love? Do I trust myself at all? And so these are all questions that are about going within. And I don't think there's a show that I've talked about, I don't care what the subject matter is, that I don't start with and end with, who you truly are exists within you. It does not exist without you. It does not exist on the outside of you. And everything that you need is available to you if you allow yourself to remember, wait a second, nature, the animal kingdom, insect world, everything that exists that you don't think has a voice for itself is communicating with everything that knows it does have a voice. There is communication going on everywhere by those who are willing to listen. And I say that to you because if you go within and you start saying, I allow myself to even contemplate, use your own words, but as an example, I go within and I seek to know that I'm loved. I go within and I seek to know that I am the light I'm waiting for, that I am the love I'm waiting for. And you're not going from the ego, you're going from a place. Because if you go from the ego, something bad happens, that's up to you. But what ends up happening is the feeling that you are seeking does not meet you there in the ego. And if it does, from another, it is fleeting. Wow, I felt it, gone. Whoa, where'd it go? For you to seek to know that you are the light and that you are the love that you've been waiting for is to do one thing only, is to know that you are answering your own prayer, that you are allowing an opening to happen within you for healing to happen, for clarity, for joy, for creativity, whatever it is. But it does require you to allow yourself to start to treat yourself the way you want others to see you. Start treating yourself the way you want others to see you. I'm being literal here. If you want to experience love, become the love of your life. Why? Because then that becomes familiar. As an example to you, if all you've had your whole entire life is a lack of love, is hardship, is negativity, is abuse, that is what is going to be familiar. Is it good? No, it's familiar. It's all you know. And then you start doing the inner work, and a love and a light comes forth so much bigger than all the abuse and all the lack and all the fear, that it starts taking its rightful place. And then you start being able to not only offer others authenticity, heal yourself, but also you are no longer waiting to receive that which you desire the most from others to see in you something you don't see in yourself yet. And am I saying it's impossible for others to see in you what you don't see in yourself yet? Not at all. Not at all. In fact, it happens quite often. But I'm saying for you to be able to feel it, hold it, live it, breathe it, be it, it's helpful for others. And you're so blessed. I don't care if it's one person or 10 or 20. You are so infinitely blessed to have a person in your life that wants to mirror to you the beauty, light, and love of who you are. And if you do not have that, then look to the animal kingdom. Look to those that seemingly, in the illusion of such, have no voice. But the truth of the matter is they have a voice, and their voice is love. Their familiar is love. Nature's familiar is love. You know what's the commonality between the animal kingdom and nature? Not only love, but then trust in knowing that they are provided for, that there is enough. Now, there are many animals that are starving, and of course, parts of Mother Nature that are being destroyed. Is that because of a lack of love? No. That is because of humanity's belief and humanity's impact in different parts of the world, believing that there's not enough, and so we're going to take more, and you're just that, or you're just a dog, or you're just a tree, or what have you. And so then you get the imbalance. You get the imbalance, you witness it. And so I go back to, what are you carrying? What are you desiring to experience and to create and to mirror? Not just for yourself, but change your familiar. Do you have to change your familiar in order to... So again, I'm talking about your familiar is what's unfamiliar. In fact, by the way, it's so clear. What is unfamiliar is literally when you're seeking or contemplating, well, what should I do next? Or what do I do with myself? Or what do I want to do, et cetera? Look at what is unfamiliar, and that is in itself, in the infinite, unending wisdom of the universe, of God, of whatever your belief system is, in the unfamiliar is the answer of what you need to create to thrive and for it to become your familiar. So when all you know is abuse, but it's familiar, then love is scary. If all you know is abuse or lack, then love and abundance is scary. And so to start allowing love and abundance in is not to force yourself, but to start saying, wait, my soul lives in that place. My soul lives in a place of unending love and abundance. And so I'm going to start allowing my inner world to start informing my outer world. How does that work? Intention, dialogue, returning to yourself, saying to yourself, this is my truth. I claim it. It's not familiar. Maybe if it's even scary, but it feels what? Stronger. You may feel, wait a second, I feel so strong. All of a sudden, I can stand. I can, whoever I'm talking to in regards to clients, et cetera, they go from, I am crawling and I'm not going to make it, to, I am standing tall, and the thing that I feared the most, I created, and I also got myself out of it. How strong are they? How strong are they? Unbelievable. I will say this too. Pay attention to the people and situations in your life that try to go negative. Try to focus on the negative. I'm not talking worldly. I'm talking personal. I'm talking in your groups, in your life. If there is a constant source of negativity in your life, and you start to become positive, then you have two opposing energies and frequencies. And so the beauty of that, yes, I did just say the beauty of that, is that two opposing energies, one that is negative is going to go lower. The one that is higher, meaning positive, is going to go higher. It's literally an equation. So when you have the familiar around you that is negative, sarcastic, mean, rude, uncaring, disconnected, etc., and that's your familiar, that's their familiar, that's a low vibrational frequency. And then when you start going within and saying, I don't feel the love there, but I feel the love in here, and I'm going to raise my vibrational frequency. You can use your own words if they resonate. Use these, but otherwise throw them out and make them your own. I say to you, be careful and be mindful of the people in your life that are negative, dishonest, that are duplicitous, that are talking out of both sides of their mouth, etc. And what do I mean, be careful? You have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. And when I say you have to make a choice, I don't mean that something is going to happen if you don't, without making a choice of your focus, then you literally leave the door open for anything to come in. When you don't make a choice, a boundary, a direction, a clarity, then you are saying anything goes. Anything goes. When you make a boundary, just even to yourself, you don't have to change other people's minds around you. By the way, don't try and change their negative into a positive. Become the embodiment of what you want to receive from others. And then your presence of just being will change the landscape of humanity's consciousness one person at a time. You're not talking, you are just being. And you create change. Why? How? What do you mean? I don't have a voice and I create change? Yes. Mother Nature doesn't have a voice, so to speak. Mother Nature creates change. The animal kingdom, so to speak, doesn't have a voice. The animal kingdom is aware of fear, of love, of joy. And so I say to you that your voice is your choice. And if your voice is a negative one and you want to shift into becoming what you want others to, maybe your whole life you've wanted others to see you a certain way. And so all of a sudden you start saying to yourself, you know what? Maybe there's a divine, or maybe there is a higher power, or maybe even there's a sacred language within my cellular body, the blood, the bone, the tissue, that is so intelligent, that is communicating with itself, that I get to just walk around, breathe, listen to music, eat, etc. Why? Because that's how loved you are. And that's how loved all of those facets that exist within you are. Because I'll tell you right now, if blood didn't like bone and was mad about it, you would feel it. There has to be, and I know there is a love within the literal makeup of your physical body in order for it to function. It flows and it functions because of that higher vibrational frequency of dialogue and love in balance. And so I say to you that becoming what you want others to see in you may feel hard because it feels unfamiliar. But what's beautiful and incredible, and put any other words on it you'd like, is you have been held every day of your life. What does that mean? You've been held by the infinite wisdom and love of the network of life force that dwells within you, of a network of love that is so strong that even when you hate yourself, it's still giving itself life. A network within you that when you've lost yourself, brings you home because it loves itself. And so literally, if you find that yourself, your child, your neighbors, whoever it is, are stuck in repeat and negativity, or just you yourself, you are enough to focus on as you should, go within, because that is where the highest love resides, waits for you, carries you, reminds you, loves you into wholeness again. And so I'm talking about cells and bone and brain and skin and the matter of a human body. It has a love that is so much greater than humanity can even take away from or add to, that when you feel lost or when you are wanting to come to go home, go within. Go within. I'm not kidding. Ask your blood, ask your bone, ask the consciousness of your inner being. I know you love me because every day I wake up. I know that I'm loved beyond measure or even comprehension because every night I go to sleep and I wake up in the morning. So there's something to it. And so I invite you to go there with yourself. And this is why. In the world that we are living in today, I say to you with infinite compassion, love, and wisdom, in the world that we are living in today, to create change no longer, I'll put it differently, to create change that you want to see or whoever wants to see is diminished by joining the level of hate, by joining the level of fight, by joining the level of discord. When you join that level, you feed and fuel the very thing you're trying to transmute. When you join a level of hate, of negativity, of divisiveness, of anger, even if rightfully so, when you join it, go ahead and do it. And then when you're done, become. Because you're going to feed and fuel, and sometimes it's needed. You're going to feed and fuel that which needs to be heard. But it's going to take you down. It's going to take you to the level of where all the yelling is happening. And so, energetically and vibrationally, go within as well. After that, before it, or whatever. And literally, in your own words, but as an example, say, I am saturated with so much love. We're talking higher frequency and vibration, that it is illuminated to the level and the degree of all the stars recognizing and seeing that light. Let me become the change I want to see by doing whatever you want to do, but then embodying the change you want to see energetically, vibrationally. Why? Because then you take your power back and you do not fuel the level or feed the level of lower vibration. And if you do, so be it. When later on, when you get home or whatever you're going to do, raise your frequency. Meditate with a plant. I know, it's like, what? This chick is telling me to meditate with the plant. Yes, I am. This chick is telling you to meditate with a plant. Why? Because the plant has not lost its way. It has not, even if it is uprooted, it knows itself and it knows why it's here. It knows where it comes from and it knows where it's going. It doesn't matter what you do to it. I mean, it does. Please do not hurt plants. But my point is, why meditate with? Meditate in nature. Nature has not forgotten itself. Meditate with a person that you feel inspired with. Meditate with yourself. My point being that do you have to meditate? No. Do sound exercises. Do intentions and repeat them. I am the light that I seek. I am the love that I seek. I am the peace that I seek. I am the healing that I seek, whatever it is, whatever you desire. Start claiming it for yourself. Before you go to sleep at night, if you pray, say your prayers. If you journal, journal. If you sing, sing, and then make it your own. But before, and the last thing, if you want to, say, I am the healing that I seek. I am the light that I seek, I am the love that I seek, I am the change I want to see in this world. Let it expand far beyond my physicality and touch the hearts and souls and lives around the entire planet. Around the entire planet. Because you're so much more than that which causes you to forget yourself. You're so much more than what causes you to become angry. And yes, if that, become angry. I'm not telling you not to. Absolutely. Then become pure love to yourself. Because after all, you just hurt yourself being so very angry. And now nurture yourself and love yourself back into your own personal wholeness. Through centuries, whether it was the animal kingdom, humanity, whether it was an asteroid, whether it was planetary, whether it was so many things. I could sit here and say a list as long as the entire show. Change is the only constant. decide to become familiar with all parts of yourself, meaning if you feel you're being pushed to change, do so, but decide what that looks like and become familiar with it so it doesn't feel unfamiliar. And the other thing is, change is the only constant. Make a choice for yourself that you will create the change you want to see, and then return. Okay, I'm just going to take it to basics. We have cell phones. Most of us do, and how blessed are we? We all have cell phones. We all have computers, et cetera, okay? What happens when the battery of that cell phone starts to go low? We have to plug it in. What do we plug it into? Life force. That's what I'm talking about. Let's take it to basics. You go out into the world and you do your thing. You do whatever you resonate with. But when you come home, plug yourself in and renew. Raise your frequency and become clear. Clear your aura, your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body from whatever caused you to fall out of balance or to witness something out of balance, and then restore yourself. Plug yourself in to your life force of your choice at the end of the day. What is it? What's the statement? You may not resonate with anything I'm saying, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell you anything. I'm just here to share with you. But I am also saying, if it doesn't resonate, then make it your own. Replace it with what does. But no, not N-O, but no, K-N-O-W, that you are held. What am I talking about? I will tell you. What I do, what I am infinitely and endlessly blessed to do in my life is to see how held you are by those who have passed over, how held you are and provided for by guides, angels, nature, spirits, and fairies, whatever you resonate with. But I used to work in a bookstore a very long time ago. And I got an education, and that is because I have sight, and I can see the aura, I can see the chakras, I can see the disembodied beings, and people will walk into the bookstore as one person, and behind them, 7, 8, sometimes 10 spirit guides walking in behind them into the store. Now, the spirit guides usually don't look around because they're like, nope, we're focused on who we're here to guide and to help, etc. But when they walked in that store, they all turned their heads and looked at me, and I didn't say a word to the human, but acknowledged with a nod or a wave, whatever. It was a very long time ago. But they then pointed to the area. This bookstore held all the different books you could possibly imagine. It was extraordinary. They would point to the area, meaning subject matter, that they wanted the person that they were trying to help to look into. And so I would get up and go over there and say, you know, this subject matter can really be good for you, et cetera. And the person would be just looking at me. And then lo and behold, the guide would just reach up, knock a book off the higher shelf and onto the floor. And the person would go, my gosh, did you see that? Yes, I did. And then some. And so that person would, when I say you are being held, that person was guided to that store. I say that's being held, provided for, loved. And that person would buy the book and leave the store. And that happened every day, like every hour upon the hour. And I was so honored to be a witness to that. And so when I say you're being held, I say you are being helped. And maybe sometimes you are being held because you need to be held. But we all are here to walk each other home. I believe that. And so I say to you that it's not just about people. It's about the entire planet. It's the entire planet. And so the key here is seek a connection, seek closeness, seek understanding, kindness, gentleness, and love from another person or people. You are seeking to know yourself. I'm going to repeat that. When you are offering another person a connection, closeness, understanding, kindness, gentleness, and love, you are wanting to know who you are, not consciously, maybe unconsciously. I mean, the soul knows, but maybe unconsciously, you are seeking to know yourself, to know your heart, and to know your soul through your connection to another person that's offering you the same, that's offering you closeness, understanding, kindness, gentleness, and love. And so I say to you that if you like somebody, you love somebody, they're a mirror of what is either possible for you. Well, we are teachers to each other, without a doubt, always and forever, and never not. We are teachers to each other. And the teaching can be one week it's about you, the next week it's about the other person, or you meet people that you instantly fall in love with, and then the work comes after. Or the clarity is already there, and the mirror is extraordinary, and you are blessed, and it flows because you are in a season of healing yourself. You know what? The real honor, I heard this online today. Forgive me, I don't know from who or where, but I did write it down. The real honor, I mean, I feel this way, is to love someone through the seasons of their life. Seasons. So many seasons in a person's life, and to love themselves, love them through the seasons of their life is only done one way, that you can also love yourself through the seasons of your life, that you can accept yourself, forgive yourself, be compassionate with yourself. And every word I'm saying tonight has a vibrational frequency. It has a sacred geometry. It is understood by the universe. And so our spoken language is but a comma in the sentence of language that is being communicated throughout the entire universe. And so Mother Nature, as an example, Mother Earth, we're talking about a language that has been going on that is much bigger than humanity's language. And basically, you want to talk about relationships, the relationship between Mother Nature and Mother Earth, honoring that love and being with them through the seasons of their life. Mother Nature, Mother Earth, whoa. Like, huge, huge. And so there is a lot of reaching out at this time, everyone to everyone, to feel, to speak and to feel heard, to show up and feel seen, to have a connection. And so I'm saying that if there are people in your life, bless them and thank them. And know that you are blessed as well, but that you are teachers to each other and you are mirrors to each other. And most importantly, if possible, may your mirror reflect where you're at, and may that place be that you are embodying compassion and understanding, forgiveness and clarity and love, higher love, whatever resonates with you, that you are embodying that, not just for the other person. In fact, by the way, if you're seeking something from somebody else, but you don't have it for yourself, you're not going to even be able to hear it, see it, or feel it from another person. That other person could be in a silent movie for all you know, because you're not hearing it. You're not going to hear it. You're not going to retain it. If you are holding yourself hostage in a known or unknown way, if you are seeking to know if you're doing that, pay attention to your thoughts. Are they positive about you or are they negative about you? Your own thoughts towards yourself. And then you will know, oh, whoa, I'm asking for all this love from the universe and all this light, but I'm not dwelling in that place within me. I am stepping back from it. So the universe can be sending me bucketfuls of love and light and joy and acceptance, and I am blocking it. And you're blocking it because your self-inquiry, your inner voice, your inner world is what scares you, is what's unfamiliar. Maybe you don't trust it. But that's the truth about you in there. Your heart, your sacred heart, how you love yourself. And it's not about working out. It's not about making the outside look a certain way. I'm talking about a deeper, deeper relationship with yourself. And I'm saying that if you want to change the world, if you want to shift the consciousness, if you want to be the change that you see in others, embody that without a spoken word. Become that. I'm not saying don't go do stuff outside of your home. I'm talking about you with you. Embody the change you want to see, and then it will expand beyond you. It will bless, heal, and call forth that which you desire. Not because, oh, it's time for you to receive what you want, and everything was withheld from you until then. No, no, no. It's because you have finally merged and created balance and integrated with yourself to know that you are loved beyond measure, that you are worthy, that if it's what you want, you are creative, that you are whatever you desire to be, and that if you finally see yourself, not only do you become familiar with yourself, but what other people think of you no longer matters. No longer matters. It doesn't hit you. It doesn't trigger you. It doesn't do anything, because when you hear it and you see it, you will immediately say to yourself, that's them with themselves. It has nothing to do with me. Or you'll say, I feel so much love within me that it'll transmute all that chaos. Transmute it, gone. And so I'm saying, when you meet yourself, you are already full. When you meet yourself, you are already the love of your life. When you meet yourself, you are already the clarity that you have sought and that you have wanted to seek out and receive. When you meet yourself within you and you allow yourself to say, wait a second, maybe I was born into hellacious circumstances. And I'm going to use myself as an example. Born into very bad situation for very long time. Bad, the opposite of everything I'm saying. I will tell you right now, why am I able to say what I say to help people the way I do? Because I embody and work on that truth with myself. Every day, knowing that my work beyond me is only as good as the truth that dwells within me. I know that I'm held. I know that I'm carried. I know that I'm loved. Why? Because too many times in my life, too many to count with both hands and feet, I could have lost my life. And so I'm still here. I'm still here. And so I'm saying to you, not seek from somebody else, and you'll find, but seek within you, and you will find that when you start contemplating, maybe the thing that I want people to see in me is because it's already there inside me. And maybe they can't see it or don't want to, and who cares? Because you see it. And I'm telling you, that happens. It absolutely happens. You get to a point where there's no hate, and that's when you truly know. That's when you truly know you have arrived within you, that you have taken your rightful place within you, because it does not matter what is being said or shared anymore about you, because you feel so much peace. You feel fullness, wholeness, and you are no longer seeking for your outside to reflect to you what your insides already know. But then let's go beyond that. You want to change the world. You want to help humanity. You want to help Mother Earth. You want to help the animal kingdom. Start with yourself. Become the embodiment and the knowing and the familiar. And I will tell you that your aura, by the way, your aura is not, even if your aura is contracted and very small and close to you, it's still being seen, heard, and communicated with by the entire universe. Anything that is energy, frequency, vibration, and etheric is communicating with everything else that is. And so when I say become that within you without saying a word, meaning just you with you, I'm saying your voice is heard throughout the entire universe. I've come home to myself, and I am at peace. And I know a love greater than any love that I begged for. And then peace truly shall become yours. And in the meantime, if you feel fired up regarding what's going on in the world, then honor yourself, your voice. I'm just saying, when you get home, calibrate, realign, and move into balance, whatever that looks like for you. And if you don't know, look at what you think is maybe a plant that looks okay, but it's not doing anything and it's just sitting there, when it's healing your entire house, because all it can do is love itself and its environment. So go and look at that plant and talk to yourself and allow that plant, as an example only, to become a representation of just being the greatest and grandest version of yourself. It already lives there. Go home to yourself, and everything that's been unfamiliar within you will not only become familiar, but you will be empowered beyond measure, loved beyond measure, and in a way that you're able to help other people return to themselves. So thank you for joining me tonight. My name is Cynthia Sloan. The website is CynthiaSloan9.com. And I wish you, regardless of what's going on around you or outside of you, I wish for you the ability to know and trust and receive that you are a part of something so much bigger. And so blessings to you. And bye for just now.